This painting is called Études, or Studies. And it's a reminder that even when he was intensely engaged in cubism, Picasso was also painting very recognizable subjects. Two hands, a face, a dancing couple, along with a lot of little cubist still lifes. These studies are a prelude to Picasso's transition from cubism to realism, seen in later works in the exhibition, and illustrate how easily he goes back and forth between different styles. Etudes demonstrate how Picasso never works in a straight line from one period to another. The painting is also a bit mysterious. Chiyo Ishikawa.
We know nothing about it. It was discovered after his death. And so we don't know why he painted it. It's like a compendium, but it looks like a page of studies. But you notice that he frames the paintings at the top level so that it's almost like a little gallery. It's a fascinating and enigmatic work. Just when you think that he's moving in one direction, he fools you. He always wants to stay ahead of everybody else. And, you know, through cubism, a whole host of followers rose up and developed a kind of academic cubism. And he was not interested in that at all.